The contract's done well on the getting together the state money and the hotel. Conley has been doing that really well. He sticks up and sticks his neck out. He gets, you know, he's you know, I'm just there talking to him and the national thing. And you're, at our head of birds and all of our boys around the ones, you're rushing around, rushing over their conference and Conley stands there and says, oh, I just came close to him and so forth. He's a hell of a spokesman. Just
all of the critics in the financial community, the skeptics, when he came in, had just gone 1,000% over.
Bill Martin was,
you know,
Bill Martin was here.
Yeah, that group that you know.
He came in a little on his cost, and he still scratched off. This is over 11 many years ago. I told him, you and Mitchell, I said, you and Mitchell both scratched off.
A lot of years ago. Anyway, he was over and had lunch with me today, and some of my group over there.
What's he think?
Oh, he just thinks he's great. And he said that this so is the opinion of the financial community. Just turned over, as I say, those who are skeptical.
We got a good one, man. We got a good one. And he was over here, I had 40 congressmen, and then out in Southern Maryland sharing it. Republican congressman, he got this, me and talked to him for 10 minutes. It was a hell of a thing. I'm proud to be it. I'm a Democrat. I'm from Texas. I shouldn't even be here. He says, I am proud to be here. President's got a lot of courage, you know, stand firm in Vietnam, fight for these things, and he says, you know, my God, it was just fantastic.
That's the line you put that all over.
Wow.
Speaking of personnel, I understand Dave Packard gets a little...
Yes, he mentioned that, because I wanted to mention. The problem there, first, the Packard is opposed to the Lockheed thing. It's a close question. Frankly, this came down to jobs in Southern California. We have
to help. Help from a political point of view, you can't do anything else.
Right. And then Dave Paris, he calls a badly managed company, and they screw some defense contracts, and we want to go down to two. Well, that's nice business, but it's poor politics. I think, too, that Dave is sketching out his family and so forth about Vietnam and a lot of other things where he's going to stand up. Now, there is so much he is, but finally, he talked to him, Dave, I guess, was going to work. In the morning, he was not going to resign, but last night, he's a good man, a funny man. We want him to happen right now.
He's got the technical expertise and background that is almost invaluable in that
operation over there. He's just an invaluable player.
Yeah.
Well, we have to find a way to, of course, the Packard, too, you've got to hold out for him to actually do it, the fact that, if he wants, sometime, of course, he can move up, you know, if I don't think there's any gap position. It would be better than that, to be frank with you, except the Secretary itself. Let me come to another subject. What do you think about the Rogers business? Can we survive it?
I think we can survive it because I think Henry has become resigned to it. I don't think it's very helpful.
Henry's going to continue to have little tantrums, and Bill's going to continue to play his own game. It's not a good situation, mainly because it forces me to go around out into the barn to accomplish very simple things. And I'm always trying to, I'm always having to either sue Henry or Bill. Of course, that's part of the job. But it is a job pull, and it will have to be dealt with at a certain time. But Bill, of course, Bill cannot lead and should not control. He has a picture. Something's got to happen. He's going to get one out of the Mideast. The Mideast thing, I let Bill at his head there for the reason that, he thinks he can. He thinks he can negotiate and all that thing part of the economy. Doesn't happen, then we'll have to just screw around some more with it. But the difficulty in Bill's case, and incidentally, it's a lot of old hammer signs too, the difficulty in Bill's case is this. He just can't bring himself to subtly his own personal ambitions to, you know, desire for attention and praise and everything, to what we had to have. Laird is the same way, but that isn't the same problem. And Laird just, you know, he's a political animal, he's going to be that way anyway. You know, we do that with Laird. But in Bill's case, you know, John, it just isn't, the reason the economy is off a little bit, and to a certain extent, this feeling, even though he isn't foreign policy, is that I should have to carry the total constantly defending foreign policy of this country, you know.
That's
the only
right.
time Bill ever steps up to it is when it's an easy one.
Yeah.
I mean,
when there's credit to be taken.
Right. That line, for example, well, we got a Mideast, Eastern, and so forth, and then when the China thing came off, it didn't. Because there were a lot of people that liked the idea, or even the state government, and that didn't have a goddamn thing to do with it.
Of course not.
They did, but they knew it. But
I've been following Bill very closely in this Mideast, and I think Bill, for the first time in the last 2 weeks, is beginning to understand the problem.
And you have watched it, or you have followed what he said, so we're what makes you think he understands it?
Why do I think he understands?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's not pushing either side very hard. Trying to do the very same thing that all these people are opting for. And the person.
That's all. Now, that I think we'll be prepared to do. My guess is that we'll be prepared to do that in June.
It'll take all the steam out of that stuff up there.
We are meantime. One thing that is in the wind is that nobody on the D in June. I may go out to Midway and meet two people there. After that meeting, he will announce that he is that the United States turn over all ground combat responsibility to the South Field. I mean, he's actually something like that. That will be a good thing to say. That'll give people an idea, well, at least they're 2 years after another meeting. Now, whether that is held on the 8th or whether we do that 2 weeks after the 8th of June will depend on whether anything comes out of this meeting. Henry's made to talk to these people. First, we've got we'll know on the Chinese thing too, which could turn into something significant. We've got the Russian thing. There are lots of things over there. There are three or four things that any one of which could break. Henry's far more optimistic than I am that several could break. I don't think so. I think that you're likely to get, you're quite likely to get, I think, from the Russians due to their fear of the Chinese situation. So I think they might want to settle on salt. That would be good. I think that as far as Vietnam is concerned, if they're going to have to just play our own game. And my feeling is similar to yours. If they don't nibble on this idea of another meeting, and if there's another meeting, I told Henry it's going to be one meeting. He makes an offer, and another one, you accept it. And otherwise, they all do. But that is not eventuate. Then what we have to do is unilaterally to lay out what we've offered and to make a final offer. And then that's it. Now, what the hell can people complain about that? Can anybody say if we offer, we can't say we'll get out first January, but we'll say 6 months after that, let's say, or 8 months after that.
Yeah, I don't think you really have to put your timetable down.
Yeah.
What you'll say is that if they will do this and this, we will provide a timetable for the withdrawal.
If they will give us a ceasefire and return our prisoners, we are not prepared to do this.
Give them a timetable.
They don't have anything, John. That's the point. They don't want to. I don't think in terms of timetable of everything. Well, first, we've offered the timetable. They didn't talk. They didn't pick it up. The Senate picks it up. That's true. But I don't think it gets back.
That was a year ago, those negotiations.
Yes, sir.
They're in much worse position now than they were a year ago.
Yes, sir. They went on for FEMA with their three different times. After Rogers, I guess you should think, oh, that's for a second, problem with Rogers. He didn't know about it. Blow the cover on that. Maybe for that reason, rather than saying we offered all that, we could just say we have offered this in private sessions without saying what they were. We have offered this, that, and the other thing in private conferences. Well, Bruce is willing on that. I have trouble here. It's just ridiculous, Henry. And we talked to Bruce and that was Robin. We've got them into the relationship there is so unhealthy. There's just no way to run railroad.
Well, on the other hand, there's a hell of a lot of things the State Department's doing that you never hear about over here. So it's a double game.
Well, no, I don't. My knocking point is it's, we frankly need the Secretary of State to overcome just as simple as that. And that means we're at the White House. They don't.
And the only way they can do that is to control that department.
Everything
around. The only way it will work. Let's assume nothing happens.
Let's assume the Russians don't talk, the Chinese don't do anything, and so forth. We're still not in bad shape, because we're on the downhill turn as far as Vietnam's concerned, John. I mean, better experiences of the ocean thing was, you realize as a result of that, we haven't had a spring offensive. We're high as 68 this last week, and they were, and they included a lot of missing actions. But they were double that a year ago, so you were just bringing it down. And this whole thing is just coming down.
The report today out of there is that they never even issued a bulletin because nothing happened in the whole core area, the whole area of the command over there. So
this research should be done. Very recent chance, you know. And it should drop from 68 down to the levels that we had before. But you see, normally at this period of time, casualties are much higher because it's a good time to fight.
Well, not only that, you have these Buddha's birthday and all these other May Day and all the rest of them where they show their strength during the last week or 10 days.
They're in deep trouble. They're in a hell of a place trouble.
And your rainy season is...
And for that reason, it's natural. Henry and some others, Peter Henry, says, well, gee, they ought to negotiate. Therefore, we should hope that it should. But I think that we never must judge them by our standards. These are revolutionaries. And I think they'd rather die than negotiate. I just don't think they got a great one. I don't think these people have.
That's probably true.
I don't think they got a great one.
Unless it's the same case we've had before, except it's getting less viable argument. And that is, if we get out of there before the harbor is built up, they're going to have a still better chance. But that argument's fast running.
The harbor is getting goddamn good. So, they're handling themselves extremely well.
I agree.
This week, I read a little bit before, this week the Harbin, and even our popular forces, a couple of places, they arrived pretty good when they came in there. The Harbin's got a bigger army than they have. They've got an air force, they've got a navy. They're not going to be any pushover for these people.
No, I quite agree. And
yeah, hell of a fight.
And if they get those people to go into that Oshawa Valley, which they've been doing and are planning a bigger scale, you know that they've got good morale in there, because that's a place where we even had trouble.
I'll say. And they're doing it by themselves with little American air support. I agree, we will have to do something in terms of an offer. We'll do it. We'll do it. We must do it in June at the critical times. But if something doesn't develop by June 8th, we'll go out. And I think given the announcement that the American combat role will end up by the end of the year, that will be good. Now, of course, there will still be some casualties, but it will be way down on that because they will have the ground combat responsibilities. We'll still be there protecting our remaining forces. They're on China, you know, except for residual force and prisoners. You've got to be on, in my opinion. All right, the person, sorry. It can't be just before the election. That's too obvious. And I lay everybody from the dragon, but I know the politics here. And 3 months is going to make that much difference.
Not on the military side.
No, sir.
Well, on the political side.
It may, but it may not do. I think the South Vietnamese, if 3 months is going to break them down, they aren't going to survive anyway, China. But they'll survive that long. They're not going to be able to move around the country.
No, but it would take the North 2 years to build up, 2-3 years enough to build up to even make a serious impression on South Vietnam. They can come in and take and hold territory.
The reports on that, how's he doing these days? I saw you sprang early on the revenue sharing and so forth, but he's not taking the wax that he did for a while.
Well, he's saying
part of it isn't given to
wax. He's been rifle shotting it instead of the buckshot approach.
Good.
And this is much better because he gets his specifics and his facts, and they can't argue with him. That's if you take on the whole media.
Yeah, I mean, when I use the term the media, that's bad.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Well, we got enough problems with them as it is.
Right.
You have enough problems with it is, and I think we ought to continue to assess that situation.
Yeah.
And,
See, he's now George Holston talking to him, and thinking they might work on a compromise and revenue sharing.
He's getting his own revenue sharing plans now.
Right.
He's putting in his own revenue sharing plans, as he calls them. But I think John Comedy's assessment of that situation is absolutely right. They're just going to hold all that in abeyance and spend your budgetary appropriate budget and then say, okay, you still want $5 billion on top of it.
Yeah.
A man with a tremendous ego.
Yes.
Wilbur Mills.
Oh, yes.
Did you notice after the conversation at lesson Jerry had here the other day by Carl Albert that he waffled both sides of chasing the demonstrators off the Capitol? He said once that he did chase them off, and then he said he didn't chase them off.
He may not be able to take it. I think he might crack. People don't crack because they take strong positions. People crack because they don't. It's the indecision that tells them. And I think Albert just can't make up his damn mind.
Yes, he is that, and I guess he always will be, but
I had a hell of a lot of respect for him, you know.
Not a man like George Mann.
Mann is a very patriotic, strong man. You know what I mean? Really is. We haven't had the problems we've had with labor, the Republican labor.
Thank you.
It's turned out well, hasn't it?
Jerry Ford has amazed me. But I want to tell you, he's been absolutely solid. And my respect for him has gone up as an operator, as an intellect, or his intellect is higher than I ever thought it was. And I'm quite impressed with him. I don't see of any case where he has ever done anything but what was in your interest.
How would I know? Totally loyal.
Yeah.
What a pleasure
to
have him here. Well,
he gets his trips moving pretty good with the lack of assistance that he had. Poor old Les and John Anderson and Johnny Rhodes and...
That's just weak crew.
Yeah.
Weak crew. Well, Anderson's smart.
But he's never on our side.
Yeah, never with Rhodes on our side. He's not smart.
Oh, Johnny Rhodes never wants to get into a controversy over anything.
Doesn't he?
Hell no.
Les, this should be his last two, you know. And he should just stay on forever. I can see he's a...
Les has a good value up there of relating to the Bill Holmers.
He's the Southern Bridge, so we have.
Yeah.
A wonderful guy, but you know,
he does night like it, does he?
No, he plays golf since he was 40.
Yeah.
Well, best we got.
It's really a shame when you look over that Senate and the House to see what little leadership there is. Well, it's ridiculous to think that Teddy Kennedy could have ever become the whip.
Yeah. Bobby Berger is a pretty good guy.
Yes, he is.
He ought to be Republican. Harry Berger ought to be Republican.
He would if we could arrange the seniority.
Yeah, I think so.
And there's a hell of a lot of Southerners that do the same thing. But, there's no possibility.
Well, the Republicans are too damn selfish.
That's right.
They're going to be a minority and be in line and to be a majority. Yeah. So we may have to twist a few arms that way too someday. There's a hell of a way to run the country.
Incredible. Spend all your time fighting with your fellow Americans.
Well, anyway, I'll get ready to go about that.
Where are you going?
said that he had talked to Packard.
Yeah, Tony.
Did you get any impression that Packard was going to stick around for a while?
For a while. Tony made it very clear that he said he's a very upset man.
Yeah.
I told you. He said he paced around the room all the time I was there. Or he was at Connie's office, he came in and sat down, and he sat for a few minutes, but he said he was twisting his hands while he was doing that. And then he got up and started pacing around the room. He said, I found that the only way I could talk to him was to get up and pace with him. He said, I'm walking back as far as the rest of the room. And he said, you might have to publicly oppose this thing. And Connie said, you can't do that. He told me that I decided this way that you support the decision. And I said, well, I've changed my mind, and if I do it, I'll just have to resign. Connie said, well, that's right. If you did it, you would have to resign, but you shouldn't do that. This isn't the time to do that. The theory of bailing out people who have failed and mismanaged their operations, and Connie said, I agree, it's wrong. I agree with your principle, too. I don't think we should either. But this is a special situation. We've got to do it to stabilize the economy, save the jobs. Boy, a serious book. But then he ended this kind of probably tells you, he put his arm around Connie and said, I have no problems with you, and I'm not going to do anything to hurt you, so don't worry about it. I'll talk to you later. I'm only with you for a while. And he walked out. He definitely has a feeling that it's patched up for now. Nothing was mentioned about the trip. Packard leaves Monday night for 10 days, I believe that is. Perspective when he gets away. Connie has a very strong feeling that Packard will not do anything without coming in and saying so first.
Yeah, well, they want to do it.
So he's going to cut loose. And he thinks he's got another shot at it before anything happens, and then you'll have a shot at it before anything happens. He does. He felt anything more out of his gun at this point. He did carry it specifically. If you didn't start the president, he said, no, I don't think you should.
Well,
Thank you.
last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that, I do think this, that we ought to remember that he is a man. Anytime anybody from his office calls, he's going to come. And I do not want him to call unless we really want him, you know what I mean? Don't. He's never going to feel hurt if he's not invited, see? Don't you think so?
Yeah.
And I want to work a good horse to death. I also don't want him to.
Drives to the death.
I want to read our revenue sharing. Richard Schultz and Erwin, they're not going to be here, so let's just say, I don't remember, Schultz or Erwin should be here. Conscientious to say it's all on you, it's a book. Thank you.